Be sure and stop into the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. They are proud supporters of Community Speaks. This is Community Speaks on Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. I'm Brady Safranik. Thank you for joining me here this morning. And joining me in studio is Sheriff Kozacek. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Brady.
How's everything going around Johnson County right now?
Well, kind of snowy and winterish out there, but other than that, doing well.
What's kind of been keeping you guys busy out in the roads this winter?
Well, we've had a pretty good winter overall. It hadn't been too bad yet. You know, this is kind of one of the bigger storms we've had, and it wasn't too bad either. So, you know, but overall, we're just having a normal winter, I'd call it. So, you know, we got a lot of criminal cases going on and got some good prosecution cases that are in the process of getting adjudicated right now. So we're staying pretty busy.
Excellent. And, you know, you mentioned the roads out there and not just today, but, you know, all winter long when we have snowstorms in Wyoming. And sometimes you don't even need the snowstorm. You just need the wind to pick up. Starts blowing that snow across the road, gets a little bit slick. People need to kind of just remember those are the days you need to slow down and take it easy.
Yeah, you know, just got to drive according to the weather conditions. And when you can't see or that road's slick, you know, people just need to slow down and take their time. There's no hurry. I always tell people, you know, if you don't have to go somewhere and it's blowing and snowing out, stay at home.
Absolutely. You know? And if someone were to, say, slide off the road into the ditch, and one of the scariest spots is up on the mountain for the simple fact that you don't have cell service up there, what sort of the recommendations as to what they do in a situation like that?
Well, first thing you want to do is stay with your car. Never leave your car. Someone's going to be along sooner or later and find you. Try to leave a light on if you're, you know, off the road where people can see where you're at. And definitely don't leave your car and try to walk somewhere in the wintertime. It's, you know, you may see a light across the field and think it's real close, but it's not. So stay with your car. Somebody will be along eventually if you haven't got cell phone service. So
yeah, especially if you can keep your hazards on. And, of course, you want to make sure you have plenty of gas before you go heading over the mountain if the roads are a little dicey, because if you do slide off and you have to stay there all night, you'd like to be able to run your car as much as possible to keep that heat going.
Well, exactly. You know, make sure you have that full tank of gas. If you are going to run your car, you don't get out and clean that vent around your tailpipe so you don't get carbon monoxide in your vehicle and crack a window. You know, it's a good idea to carry some blankets with your sleeping bag, a few things like that. So,
speaking of, what are some of the things you would recommend people carry? You know, obviously some warm clothing, that sort of thing. What are some of the other things you tell people to keep in their cars?
You know, it's a good idea, like say warm clothing, a couple blankets or a sleeping bag or two. You know, maybe some dehydrated food. Not necessarily dehydrated food, I shouldn't say that, but dry food like snack bars, energy bars, something like that. You know, you can get to, depending on where you're traveling and stuff like that, you can carry a lot of different supplies with you. But, you know, in Wyoming overall, very seldom will a person spend a night out on the highway somewhere. I've done it a couple times work-wise, you know, gotten out there and can't get back for some reason. You know, and you can make it through the night if you've got some basic equipment. But, you know, overall in Wyoming, unless we get a blizzard like we had in 48 and 86, where you might be stuck for a few days, but, you know, just carry some basic emergency equipment like that. So,
absolutely. And, you know, we, of course, with the Super Bowl, was last night. You know, a lot of people enjoy that with some adult beverages. And in those situations, you know, with holidays and Super Bowl's not a holiday, but it sort of is. It's such a big deal that, you know, you probably want people to know to drive responsibly if they've had a few drinks, maybe call for a ride or have a DD.
Exactly. You know, and I think overall the public is becoming more and more aware of that. Even the beer distributors and the alcohol distributors are saying, you know, drive responsible, be responsible. So, you know, and it is, you know, a DUI is a very expensive deal to have happen to you. You know, not only do you just the fine, but your insurance is going to go up. You're going to have that high risk insurance. It's going to follow you. And, you know, if you get more than one DUI or two or three, you know, you eventually could end up in state prison on a felony charge. So, you know.
Well, and that's best case scenario, because right. If you're getting into an accident, not only could you hurt yourself, but obviously you could hurt other people, innocent people who you know, might be sober out on the road and just ran
exactly.
into you.
That's a scary part for any of us, you know, when we're out there driving, you know, is the person coming at us impaired, you know, kind of like winter driving, you know, I don't worry too much about how I'm driving, because I drive pretty carefully. I like to think I do anyway. I always worry about that other car, you know, and that same way the DUI, is that other person impaired, they're going to come across the center line and hit me, you know, so, yeah.
And some of the things that that make me the most nervous and may or may not have to do with an impaired driver, it could just be slick conditions, but, you know, say it gets snowing pretty good and you feel like you need to pull over to the side of the road a little bit, maybe it's whiteout conditions, hard to see, that sort of thing. For me, then I get nervous about the people that don't pull over and keep on coming. You know, are they going to see me? Because, you know, if the conditions, obviously, if not only just whiteout, but even foggy conditions, if it's really foggy, can kind of be the same way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, people always seem to like, in those conditions, you slow down, and there's always somebody that doesn't want to slow down, you know. So I'm always worried about the same thing. What's going to come up behind me?
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to be watching that rearview mirror and keep moving as best you can in those situations. So,
and always a good idea if you're, you know, if some people have pulled over, but you feel like you can make it and you keep going. If you see people and, you know, pulled over on the right, maybe slide over into that left lane if you're on the interstate.
Yeah, definitely get over as much as you can and try and stay away from them other cars. So,
and as far as when, say, you have someone pulled over, isn't it law that they actually, if they're say on the interstate and they have that other lane to move over?
Yes, they have to move over. You have to move over or slow down. If it's a two-lane highway. So,
yeah, and if you've ever seen the videos where, you know, wildest videos or whatever, I've seen some where a police officer will have someone pulled over and another car will come up, you know, and hit them from behind, whether the driver's not paying attention or whatnot. Those are always very dangerous situations.
Yeah, it's a dangerous situation, not only for, you know, law enforcement having somebody pulled over, but, you know, for maintenance equipment and construction sites and things like that. So, you know, we just, you know, people need to be encouraged to slow down. It's not, you know, slowing down from 75 to 65 or 55, you're not going to lose that much time, you know. So if the weather conditions or the construction conditions are such, slow down and be careful.
Absolutely. You know, it's that time of year where people like to be out ice fishing, doing that sort of thing. You try and find things to do outside here in a Wyoming winter. Have you guys gotten any reports of vehicles falling through the ice this year, anything like that?
No, we haven't. You know, I see a few vehicles on Lake DeSmit. You know, but the ice is solid out there. But, you know, I know years ago, you know, we used to drive on Lake DeSmit all the time, you know, with vehicles in the wintertime. But, you know, the lake has been raised since then, and it's not the stable lake it once was when I was, you know, back in the 70s and 80s. So, you know, you don't see as much of it as you have, you know. But still, it's solid right now. But, you know, encourage people just to be safe out there and watch that ice, because it can change pretty quickly.
Yeah, out on DeSmet, I see four-wheelers and snowmobiles quite a bit. If I see a vehicle, I tend to go in the other direction, go fish another spot. I know they say like 18 inches is safe for a truck.
Yeah.
That still makes me a little nervous being near a big vehicle.
Yeah, it does. It can be very nervous. You know, like, say, years ago, it used to be pretty common practice to drive a vehicle on Lake DeSmet, but once they started raising it back in the early 80s, you know, the water and the ice basically changed somehow. You know, I don't know what the scientific explanation would be, but it has, you know, so it's not, it doesn't get as thick as quick as it used to, you know, so.
So this winter, would you say you've had about average amount of calls as far as distress calls, that sort of thing? Conditions, weather conditions, that
you know, stuff? Probably about average. You know, this year is kind of different. Normally in November and early December, we get a lot of calls from Christmas tree. Guys going up and cutting Christmas trees, try to drive back on a road they shouldn't, get stuck, that kind of thing. But this year there wasn't enough snow early for that to happen, so, you know, we didn't get a lot of those type of calls this year. But overall, we're just, I say it's been a pretty average winter.
All right. So if people are out and about, be safe out there. Of course, this morning those roads are slick, and the wind's been blowing out there this morning. So if you're heading somewhere, give yourself a little bit of extra time to get where you're going. Talking with Sheriff Kozacek this morning. Sheriff, thank you so much for taking the time.
You bet. Appreciate it. So.
This is Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop.